brings you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Morning, everybody. I'd love to tell you what's on today's show, but a beautiful woman has just walked past the studio. And it's turned into the Benny Hill show in here. You probably have no idea what we're doing today, do you?
Shut up, Tony.
I can tell you that thankfully we've had our first car through the living room.
Oh, for the year?
Yes.
It's an Australian tradition that's continuing in 07. We'll also be finding out which is Australia's top cape shop in preparation for our, Caperl.
So much sizzle.
It's going to take off.
Thankfully, Victoria Beckham has had enough of skinny models.
Oh, really? Have you gone out with a nutbag? We'll be asking that today. Ryan Shelton's going to be dropping
in. Ring the alarm.
Talk a bit of sense. We'll be testing different sleeping tablets on here. Apparently, Russell Crowe, really? David Hasselhoff, the usual suspects, they're all in today. It's on Get This, of course, where for the next 2 hours we'll be
holding women's underwear like trophies.
That's those chisels. Good morning, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Myself, radio's Tony Martin. We've got TV's Ed Cavalli.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
And, of course, internet phenomenon Richard Marsland pushing buttons.
Marsland.
What a show it's going to be today. Ryan Shelton's coming by on the second hour.
Shelbos.
And we are, I'm not sure what the competition's going to be.
Okay.
But we have got a fantastic new prize pack.
Including a loaded spear gun, a shotgun, a large amount of ammunition, knives and an electronic cattle prod.
Oh. So, I don't know, Secret Sound maybe? That could come back?
Nice to see Shane Warne doing some work on the news there. Really sounds like him. Ooh.
Oh, it's the squeakiest studio on radio.
We like that so much.
Good morning. We're trying to help people out today, do some good for once on this program, and that's why we're heading slowly, inexorably towards Caperl.
Momentum.
The month
we're gaining momentum.
Everyone in Australia is going to be wearing a cape to work.
Let's say everyone in the Pacific Rim.
Spread it out.
Yep.
International Caperl. Okay. Why not?
Great.
It's apparently for charity, although we've yet to locate one.
Is it for charity?
I'm not sure.
Jeez, that's good.
If it's too hard to organise, it won't be.
No, it'll just be for our own gain.
We just want to see people walking up the street in capes, basically.
But not too soon. Don't do it now. You look like a weirdo. Wait till everyone's doing it.
Not in Lebuary, our celebration of Lebanese culture. Wait till Caperl. We're going to call that cape shop. Just get dialing, Mr. Marsland.
Right. Okay. Dial away.
And the cape shop I was talking about the other day, I thought it was just capes.
Yeah.
Wrong. It's the House of Capes.
Much better name. Much better name, because House of Capes, you could have a muumuu section if you needed to.
Yeah, sure.
You know, oh.
Okay. Here we go.
House of Capes, Kitty speaking.
Hello, Kitty. It's Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli, Richard Marsland from Radio's Get This. How are you this morning?
Oh, hello. Is it still this morning?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, do you think this might be pre-recorded?
No, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's all live on this program.
Oh, my God, I'm already on air.
Yeah, it's going out.
How's the House of Capes this morning, Kitty?
Oh, fantastic.
Really?
I've got both the doors open, yes.
Mm-hmm. The doors open. How many customers would you get of a morning coming in to try on a cape?
No, it doesn't really work only like that.
No.
People come and try on it, or they've heard about us, or they've seen our capes in different parts of Melbourne, Victoria, sometimes other parts of the globe. And so it's sometimes like a process, and other times, like the other one, I think 2 days ago, a courier came and dropped something off and saw the cape and bought it.
Oh, that's a rush on. Really? So do you think our idea of Caperl could take off? I mean,
fantastic.
I mean, are there many cape shops in Australia? I mean, if we're going to really, you know, we don't want just one or two. I mean, this is going to have to be...
I think I'm the only one in the Southern Hemisphere. In Australia.
I've got an idea, Kitty.
Yes, go for it.
What if we were to, you know, like to shell out a school bus, right, and to have like an impromptu busso capes, and we drive it around to country areas and to capital cities, fitting the locals with capes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I notice your website, you're pushing several different styles, the classic, the slimline, the freedom and the great escape cape.
Yes.
Do you have anything more straightforward, just like, say, a superhero style cape?
I don't know what a souvenir style cape is, but we can simplify anything.
Hang on, you work at a cape shop and you don't know what a superhero's cape looks like?
I haven't seen what you're talking about.
Superman, perhaps? You've seen a man called Superman.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that would be related to probably an escape or a classic cape.
Yes.
Yes.
How many do you think you could stock? I mean, how many would you have in the warehouse right now?
I don't have a warehouse. I just have a tiny little shop just off Chapel Street opposite Brown Town Hall.
There we go. Okay, was there a run on capes with the passing away of James Brown recently?
James Brownlee? I don't know him.
No, James Brown, the godfather of soul.
Oh.
Please, please me.
I don't know.
He must have seen him leaving stage and then falling to the ground and then someone putting the cape over him, lifting it off, and he burst back to the mic.
Oh, there you go. Well, they had the right idea of putting the cape over him, didn't they?
I went to the Liberace Museum in Las Vegas, Kitty.
Yeah.
And Liberace had a 200-pound cape that was bedazzled from here to forever. Do you get any requests for some bedazzled action?
Well, we make the basic, and then I discovered that other people also have ideas, so I didn't have to design anything really fancy or anything. We can co-design, you know? We can have the basics, and then we can co-design.
I find it extraordinary that somebody who works in a cape shop doesn't know about the James Brown story or has never seen a superhero.
Well, there you go. I'm a very,
You're just about the capes.
I've been overseas for nearly a year.
That's fair enough.
And, there you go.
Yeah, Superman, you know, he's only big in Australia. And do you, when the Birdman rally's on, do you get a lot of people coming in wanting you to kind of, you know, maybe take the bed sheet in a little bit, create a little hook for it, just so that they really launch off the jetty, they can get some proper lift?
Well, we could do that if they wanted us to. We can do anything. We just need to. We need to work together. I'm the designer and the owner, and whatever people want, we can probably work out.
Have you had any reports of upcapings recently?
Or
any upcapings or down cowlings at all around Australia?
No, not really.
You've been overseas for a while. There's been a lot going on. Is there a safety issue with a cape? I mean, I don't know if you saw the film Incredibles, but, you know, obviously you could get caught in a car door. You could be dragged a couple of blocks. I mean,
that's
the danger with Capril. We're trying to help people, but there are safety issues.
Well, it depends on how the fastener is at the neckline.
It's all about the fastener.
So we've got inside pockets, so you don't need to fasten it up.
I must say, these capes, and I like how on your website you don't say put one on, you say that the correct term is to swirl on a cape.
Absolutely.
Swirl on a cape.
That's part of the fun.
It is part of the fun.
That is part of the fun.
It can be achieved with just a bath towel, because I don't want to price.
Yeah, you can do a bath towel too.
I don't want to price Capril out of the market. I don't want to make it something highfalutin. I want everyone to be able to take part.
Fair enough.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us today, Kitty.
Come and swirl one on. I'm at the Victorian Arts Centre on Sunday morning.
I'd be quite happy to come and swirl one on.
All right.
Yeah.
And is there a website, Kitty?
Well, yes, you've seen the website.
Houseofcapes.com, Richard.
Of course it is.
It's best if you want to email me, just do kittycapes@hotmail.com.
Oh. Kittycapes@hotmail.com. I went for that email address, and now I know who's got it. Thanks.
Who's Jeff Capes? Somebody called Jeff Capes? Is that a darts player?
Not sure.
I'm sure he probably wears a cape. Would John Howard ever put a cape on, do you think?
The answer is yes, I do.
Good if he did.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep
him. Wears capes, of course.
Certainly. Well, we don't want to go upmarket too much.
No.
This is Capril for everybody.
That's true.
Absolutely.
It's the people's Capril.
Yeah.
I've made capes for people in wheelchairs, for homeless people, for Janet Holmes Court, for all sorts of people.
Homeless people drop by for a cape?
Yeah, and, well, it's happened in the past.
Fantastic.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and then they do some work with me, and then the exchange is a cape.
Can I do your windscreen, please? Mind the cape. All right, thank you, Kitty. We'll be in contact as our bad scheme takes off and probably eventually peters out.
Have fun.
We'll be back with more in a moment on Get This. That's the Killers here at Triple M. Let's get this around the nation. Thank you very much to Kitty from the House of Capes for speaking to us. Jeff Capes was apparently a British weightlifter and strongman.
Best thing about strongmen is how useful they are.
Oh,
they get so strong. And if you ever need a large boulder placed on a pedestal, there you go.
By a bloke and twirly moustache. That's the strongman look. That's another good look. Maybe we can have a month based around the strongman look. Because I don't know if Capril's going to take off.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, it seems like from Kitty's point of view, it's all right for the royalty and the homeless, but no one in between.
Needs to be good cape weather, though. I think summer is sort of more
slight breeze, man.
Yeah.
Slight breeze is what you want.
There's not a lot of support for February, I have to say.
Really? What ideas do we have for January?
Flanuary.
That was very poor.
Vanuary?
Okay. Vanuary? Oh, yeah, I'm into that.
Retanuary. Jackie Chanuary. Ku Klux Klanuary. That'd be popular.
There we go.
We had no good January ideas.
Nope. So, Tone, did you know that you are currently 55% Emilio Estevez?
How's that?
One of our friends has emailed in here.
Oh, and, not combining lookalikes.
No, no, no. Tamara has emailed in. It's a website called myheritage.com, which she did email me about a number of times last year, and I didn't know how to work it, so I just ignored them. Yeah. She's brought them in. You are 55% Emilio Estevez, 63% Larry David. Thankfully, you're 57% Yoko Ono.
Where's the math in that?
That balances it out.
Look at him. Look at that, Rich. He genuinely looks like Yoko Ono. I've never seen it before.
My wife accuses me of being 100% Larry David.
Oh, really?
Pretty much everything I do just triggers that music. That we should have that music queued up for Ryan Shelton today.
Mm. Absolutely. Bit of that. He likes that music.
He's coming in the next hour. Mm. Big stories.
Yeah. I haven't done enough of this yet.
What about Russell Crowe? What's he up to now?
Ah, he's got a role? Is he acting or chucking?
Combining the two in a new version of Robin Hood.
That's what we need.
A new version.
Hopefully there'll be two in a row like there was last time. Remember that? The Kevin Costner one came out.
And Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, yeah, and then the English one came out. Within 3 months of each other.
With Patrick Bergen, I think you'll find.
Patrick Bergen.
Some good capes in that.
Oh, we've got great capes.
But no, this is going to be a new version.
Yep.
Where, you know how every 20 years someone will do a revisionist Robin Hood?
Yes.
Here comes this one. Sheriff of Nottingham's the good guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's Russell Crowe.
A good guy?
Russell Crowe is the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Who's playing Robin? Clive Owen?
Does anyone matter?
No.
No, it doesn't matter really.
Screech from Saved by the Bell?
It's all about Russell.
Okay.
It's going to be called Nottingham. Oh. And he'll get to do... Would he be doing the voice? I will not rest until this Robin of Locksley, this bastard son of a bastard father, has been brought to justice in this almost merry England.
There's the Oscar clip. That's the Oscar clip.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
He's after you because of that Kenny... not Kenny Loggins. Because of that Kenny Larkin thing.
Yeah.
You're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Next time he comes around.
He can do any... Would he work as... could he do like, I don't know, Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
Would that work? These awesome buds have brought about the most foul disappearance of my beloved chariot.
He can make anything work.
For anything works as Russell Crowe. Although it's a fine line between Russell Crowe and Sam Worthington.
No. Oh, is this one of them daggers I see before me? One of those daggers of the mind.
Oh, that's
Shakespeare like it was meant to be done.
It's dueling gruffs.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Have a go, Richard.
Of Sam Worthington?
Mm. Or Russell.
Just something, something from The Big Lebowski. Yeah. Your favourite line from The Big Lebowski. A la Crow.
Nice marmot. Nice marmot. What do you think?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, it works for me.
That's going to catch on. I don't know if we've got enough months this year.
Mm.
What other months can we come up with?
What have you got,
Tom? I know Star Trek fans are working towards Borgust. What else? Oh, I thought of one. Cocktober.
What do
Great.
We do?
A month-long celebration of the work of poet and filmmaker Jean Cocteau. You thought it was going to be rude. You thought it was going to be rude.
I was getting ready. I was wondering what the parade might be like.
Craptember. Let's celebrate Craptember.
What happens there?
A month of crap jokes. Oh, hang on. Has it started already? We reached Craptember early.
So here we go. Cars crashed through at the front living the living room, thankfully.
It's the latest craze in Australia. It took off last year. There wasn't a single week where someone didn't drive their car through someone's lounge room.
No, and have a look at this. They've gone through, they've done the smart thing, and they've avoided the brick fence, because that's where you lose a lot of momentum.
You lose a lot of traction
in the fence. And they've gone straight for the French doors, because they're glass.
Right.
He's got his whole car in.
Fantastic.
Look at that. It's only the bumper bar sticking out the back.
That's an Olympic standard.
Yeah, nobody's been hurt, of course. And they always start the same way. Ricky Devereaux thought he'd be sitting down to watch just a normal night of television until the 91 Magna came crashing through his living room.
I just think, what's that thing they have where cars drive around and around in a circle?
NASCAR?
That's it?
Yeah.
Or that other one? The Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Tedious.
Yeah.
Round and round in a circle. Yeah. And I don't understand why people would go, because you're just going to see the bits.
Loud.
It goes past for 1 second. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Why not add the element of having to drive through the front of a house?
And just what? random intervals, just pushed out onto the track.
Extra points for crashing through someone's lounge room. Extra suspense.
All right.
Houses with families watching television dotted around the course.
We've had some more calls. Caftanuary.
Ah, not bad.
Is that going to work?
We had February.
What's that?
Froctober.
Froctober's not bad.
And after Caperl, dismay.
Dismay.
Yeah. Some calls coming through.
Don't get dismay.
Yeah. I get the feeling there will be dismay after Caperl.
Okay.
Hovember, would that work? I'm surprised the people at Schweppes haven't gone with Schwepptember. Isn't that just on a plate waiting for them?
You know what, Tony? So if somebody, all of a sudden, I heard all of the hands stop over at Schweppes HQ and people running as fast as they can, pushing each other, knuckle-dusting each other right in the face to get to their boss's office to claim that one.
Jeez. Good ideas.
All over that.
Plenty of them. More to come.
Advertising.
Here, get this. And it'd be Smash Mouth. Here, get this around the nation on Triple M. Thanks to everyone who emails us in. How good are the emails on this show?
Doing the work.
This woman, I'm not sure what, is the word Surin? Is that a...
Surin?
Is that a female or a male name?
It's a firm.
The ambiguous S writes to us to say, have you seen this new show on TV, Ugly Dave Gray's Anatomy? How did we miss that one? Farting about with Ugly Dave Greywater, the real gold was staring us in the face. Thank you very much, Surin.
It's times like this I wish we had prizes, Tone.
Yeah.
You know? We don't deserve more than a thank you.
We've got a bad prize pack today.
Oh, do we?
Do you have that prize pack?
Yeah. Poor old Rich.
Good on you,
so
Richard.
So much work to do.
Yeah. If you'd gone onto the shebang, you would have been a lot faster than this, buddy.
Tone, that call that we made earlier.
Yes.
Live.
Mm.
Have we learned a lesson?
What is that? Not to do them live?
Yeah. It was quite long.
Took some unexpected turns, too. Yeah.
But I'm glad
I had people listening for the first time ever to the show today.
That'll teach you.
That'll teach me.
It's good that we're prolonging it now, though.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Our prize pack today is rather poor and sadly...
including a loaded spear gun, a shotgun, a large amount of ammunition, knives, and an electronic cattle prod.
Yeah. Is that all that's in the prize cupboard at Triple M today?
The loaded spear gun.
The electric cattle prod is one of the funnier weapons, isn't it? I mean, it's like...
Hang on. Yeah?
Well, it's the weapon that a lot of video games have. You know, like you're running down the street. I think it's Road Rash on the Sega games machine.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
You would have a cattle prod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd be driving along on a motorbike and you could take someone out with an electric cattle prod. It's great. And it disables the bike as well.
What's funny about getting cattle prodded, Rich?
Not much.
On the scale of weapons, generally.
Let's
cattle prod, one of the funnier weapons.
If we could get one, Rich, I'd love to give you a go.
Have you seen any news?
We could do with one in this studio.
Great.
There was some news footage floating around a while ago, which was all these news reporters trying out the new Taser stun gun.
Brilliant.
In the US, and it was just basically road testing that.
Oh. Do you remember when they brought out capsicum spray? And the toughest guy in the NYPD was like, I'm going to take a shot of this capsicum spray. They can spray it in my mouth as well if they want. They won't bother me one second. And there was a guy kind of, like, he sort of menaced towards someone. Yeah. And they went, very calmly went, see ya. And he just lay on the ground crying for 40 minutes.
Ouch. Have you tried using capsicum spray to zest up a summer salad?
Really does.
Really. It's a top old...
zest up.
Hey, you're talking about clips off the news.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican wave, something that happens at the sports, I understand.
Yeah.
Been banned.
Yeah.
What's that about? Are you for that, Ed Kevin?
I don't like Mexican waves because it means you're not paying attention to the game.
Right.
So I'm against them.
Right. Okay. There's a lot of accidents that occur. What?
No, really?
What is the danger of a Mexican wave? Is it that your hand's going to go up someone's nose behind you?
Maybe.
Something like that.
You might inadvertently upskirt someone in the in the row behind you.
I didn't realise what kind of slapstick accidents could occur.
There aren't any.
During... a Mexican wave. Have a listen to what happened to one bloke at the MCG last weekend.
He was hit full on in the face by a pie that was thrown during a Mexican wave. Now, I ask you, is that the sort of behaviour that we as Victorians want to condone in cricket?
Okay, now, there's two questions there.
Sure.
Right. Is it the kind of behaviour we want to, as Victorians, we want to condone in cricket? Am I the guy getting hit in the face? If the answer to that question is no, then oh, yes. Yeah, right? If the answer is yes, then probably not. That is wonderful. How do you throw a meat pie and not have it break in your hand?
It didn't say meat pie. I'd like to think it was the old-fashioned
vaudeville
custard pie hurled during the frenzy of a Mexican wave. You know what I mean? It's like disguising an assassination during a riot.
That stuff.
Someone's custard pied someone during the wave. Can we just hear that clip again?
Mm-hmm, certainly.
It's got a beautiful kind of poetry to it, this sentence. Have a listen again.
He was hit full on in the face by a pie that was thrown during a Mexican wave. Now, I ask you, is that the sort of behaviour that we as Victorians want to condone in cricket?
I love the rhythm. I was hit full on by a pie. No, full on in the face.
Full on in the face.
By a pie during a Mexican wave.
I like to think it's a really big, ornate lemon meringue pie that took three or four people to get up and launch. And it's just, do you think he did that thing, Tone, where he had to, scoop the pie out of his eyes and blow it out of his mouth?
And shake his fist at the departing wave. What other big legal stories?
Can I just say that I would like to say that if you're in a Mexican wave, chuck some stuff. That's good sound bites.
Okay.
Let's see what else we can get going.
Yeah,
I got hit full on in the face by a water balloon filled with custard during a Mexican wave.
Now I ask you. legal stories. Listen to this. John Farnham's manager, Glenn Wheatley, appeared in court yesterday charged with tax evasion, while next door, Kerry DeCarna was up on charges of John Farnham evasion. Very odd coincidence. More big legal issues coming, along with... have you ever gone out with a nutbag?
Great topic.
Coming up.
Get this.
Filmed in a $20 a night Thai hostel.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Around the nation. And if you're just joining us, we're thinking of new months.
Pre-ops Tranuary.
Is that going to work?
Don't know.
It's a lot of commitment for 1 month.
It really is.
It's a big change.
And you've missed it too.
Oh, yeah. True.
I had Ricky May. But
Ricky May.
But I don't know if it's too soon. You know, where we celebrate the... Yeah. Wonderful life of music of Ricky Martin.
See how we let you hang there?
Thanks.
No one said anything.
I once got on a plane and saw the stewardess removing the armrest between two seats so that Ricky May could sit down.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay. Do you have to pay for two seats?
Okay. Now, my friend Josh, who lives in the States, he's on about this all the time. He flies all the time.
Right.
And he's one of those guys that consistently brings bags that are too heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's quite a thin dude. Mm. And he has always maintained, so why can't I bring this on? Because of the weight, sir. And he thinks that if you show up to the airport and you are a large man or a large lady and you've got a small bag, that's the same thing.
Right.
So he says that they should get rid of the scale with the bag and you and your bag should have to stand on the scale.
That's a good idea.
That is great.
Yes. So then, you know, trying to think of a fat person where it won't be offensive. Robbie Coltrane.
There we go.
He's just taking on a pencil case.
Yep.
John Cooper Clarke, a car. That would balance out. I don't know. Okay, we need some music at this point.
Okay. I'm not going to play it. It's just going to... It is what it is. Two, three, okay. Four.
That's the fray. Yeah. How to Save a Life.
Rocking
here again, this Around the Nation on Triple M. Let's get straight up Talkback Mountain.
The faint yodeling in the background.
It's just great stuff.
What are we talking
DJ
about today?
Pots and pans.
What about your old housemate, John?
My homeboy, John. Yes, I saw him last night.
Yes, does he know we've been talking about him on the show?
He loves it.
Yeah.
I took him to a party last night, and I spoke to him on the phone.
Right.
And I said, what have you been doing? He goes, not much. I've just been writing for The Age. My column's taken off. I was like, that's good news, Johnny boy.
He's got a column in the Melbourne Age.
Yeah, he's writing a rant about that cover that Shannon Knoll and Izzy from Neighbours did.
Don't give up, the old Peter Gabriel K. Bush one.
The butchering.
Yeah.
He's written an article, a rant about it. It's going to be in this Sunday's Age, which will be worth a look. And I was like, well, mate, your life's going pretty well. And he goes, I'm dating a life coach.
Right? Dating a life coach?
Did you what? Yeah, here we go. The old gold, the old material gold mine is paying off.
Yeah, I'm sure he won't mind us talking about it.
No, he loves it. And I said, so what happened? He said, we went on a first date. She said to me, what's your five-year plan? The date's over. And I went home and I wrote my five-year plan. I went back and gave it to her. And without reading it, she tore it up in my face.
What's that about? Is that part of the life coaching process?
Yep.
Take the next 5 years of your life, tear it up, throw it in your face. Is that a positive reinforcement?
And now we can begin.
Oh, okay.
But, she could purposely give him a bum steer, though. She's going to, lay out a five-year plan.
Yeah,
and if she is not perhaps feeling that strongly about him. Mm. She could actually say, well, you know, in the first year, sell everything. You know, like really, like, you know, screw up his
to
life.
Me, what was that on the five-year plan?
He wouldn't tell me.
Singing Nick Lachey songs. In public, that'd be the first 2 years.
Get a recording contract.
Okay, now, here's the thing, though. Today's Talkback Mountain topic is, according to my sheet here, have you gone out with a nutbag?
Yeah.
So you're implying that John's girlfriend is a nutbag?
I'm implying John's a nutbag.
Okay.
And she's a fool taking him on.
Have you ever
gone? I don't think... this is why, because this is the way that he picked her up is he saw her at a bar, he walked over and told her that she looked like an actress that he'd made up. And when she asked, who is that? He's like, oh, yeah, she's on SBS. So then she goes to IMDb and tries to get this girl's details.
Oh, really?
So John had to come up with, oh, well, I'm not really sure how to spell her last name. I don't think she's been in much lately.
Well, it sounds like two nutbags have found each other.
It's great on a first date when somebody's going to the internet to check out the veracity of the information you're providing. That's off to a good start. And by the way, this is what I think of your 10-year plan. That's going well. But okay, have you ever gone out with a nutbag? I don't think I ever have.
You would have been the nutbag, Tony.
Yes, I would have been the nutbag. And you've heard, you know, what we do in our marriage, so that's pretty nutty. According to you, I don't think there's anything weird about driving around finding lookalikes for your dog. I seems normal to me. What about you, Richard?
No, I thought about that last night. Sorry, one second. You know, you said, you go along and you say, the next dog that we see is having an affair with our dog.
That's right.
I was thinking about it last night, and I reckon what you guys do is after you've all had a laugh about it, do you then talk to the dog as if it's been having the affair and like, oh, having fun with the poodle I would be? Woo, woo, woo.
That would be insane. That would be nutbag country right there. Have you gone out with a nutbag, Ed Cavalier?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Yeah, mostly nutbags. But not funny nutbags.
I've never
kind
seen
of
someone
scarring types.
Editing what they're going to say in their head so quickly.
Yeah.
There was a bit of nutty gear last year, but you're probably not ready to talk about it yet.
Situation X.
Yeah, we'll talk about Situation X maybe.
You know when things are going well?
Yeah.
My new benchmark for knowing things are going well is when you're washing spew off the car of a girl at 3 a.m. that you're not going out with.
That's nutty.
Nutbag territory.
That is Ed came in.
That's how you know.
That was the day, if you remember last year, where Ed was a bit stroppy on air.
Yeah, there was 2 weeks there. Wasn't happy.
Came in one morning, he's going, I'm wiping spew off her car at 3 a.m, and apparently we're not actually going out.
Oh, dear.
That's boyfriend territory.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, Rich. No, but when you're in
really
love.
Rich.
When you're in love, you're fine with doing that. But yeah, if you're just going out, if it's not working.
Is that right, Rich?
Yeah, the spew thing.
I wouldn't have thought of that. What about you, Marsman?
I went out with a girl once about 10 years ago and we went out.
What's
her name? I'm not going to say her name. And we were going to the movies and she said, well, let's get some lollies from the Big W or the Woolworths because they're a lot cheaper there.
Yeah.
So we went and we got some packets of lollies and we walked out and then she opened up her jacket to reveal a whole bunch of stuff that she'd shoplifted.
Good stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, Rexonas and, you know, expensive deodorants and
items.
Shaving equipment. It was quite remarkable. I mean, I wasn't sure if it was sexy or kind of cool.
That's kind of exciting. Was it a trench coat she had on?
No, it was just, you know, like a woman's cardigan.
It's kind of exciting, Richard. I mean, that was potentially the start of a whole Bonnie and Clyde deal.
It could have been. That's what I was thinking. I was tossing up whether or not it was nice or creepy.
All right.
Okay.
Are you dating a nutbag? Or have you? Maybe not are you.
No, not are you.
That could cause trouble.
Have you dated a nutbag? Dob yourself in if you have to.
And there is a fantastic prize! No, there isn't. Just testing Ed. No, sorry. Ed hasn't prepared a prize. He was hosing spew off his non-girlfriend's car. Call us now. Have you dated a nutbag? 133353. That's Midnight Oil. Let's get this on Triple M. No time for the theme. Let's get straight to the callers. Who's dating a nutbag? Ed Cavalier.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. What happened?
Well, my ex was a compulsive liar, so he had awesome stories. Yeah. But my personal favourite was the day we went to the movies and he went out halfway through the movie and then came back, disappeared until the end, came back with his shirt undone and sort of huffing and puffing. And, oh, I was in this big fight and there were all these guys and blah, 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 blah. And then I thought about it later on and because there were two buttons missing from his shirt that I sewed back on. I thought about it later and after I put it all together and realised he was lying and I thought, wow, you ripped the buttons off your own shirt.
So what do you think was... Well, firstly, can we ask what the film was?
I actually don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Was it Ghost in the Machine?
It was just that the film was really bad. Yeah.
Right. Now, so tell me something. But what was he? What was he doing?
I really don't know. I don't know actually what he actually went off and did during the time. I think he probably just spent the time taking the buttons off his own shirt.
No.
Yeah. My goodness.
There wasn't another woman waiting in another cinema. That's not what you're implying.
It could have been that too. I mean, who knows with these things. So, yeah.
And did he announce at the beginning of the relationship that he was a compulsive liar?
No, unfortunately, I think I probably wouldn't have, it was his going to jail that broke us up.
There we go.
Oh, well, that tends to.
Do you know what? No, it's nice. It's a nice clean break, Lisa,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, although he didn't think so. He still wanted to go out after he got out. No.
I'm sure he's probably losing a few buttons right now.
There we go. Hello. Thank you, Lisa. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Big fan of yours.
Oh, good on you, sir.
Thank you, sir. What happened to you?
Actually, it wasn't... Actually, an ex-girlfriend. Every time I'd say sort of something inappropriate or as a joke, she'd sort of smack me with a thong.
Oh. Jamie, was this not a... She wasn't wearing the thong, she'd just carry it with her?
No, she never carried it with her. She had about, I don't know, say four pairs of different stylish sort of pairs of thongs.
Yeah.
And then... when the time, like, I'd say something like, oh, geez, yeah, I mean, look at the norks on her or something like that.
Just something normal, you know what I mean? Just, like, normal conversation.
What's her problem?
Yeah, but as a joke, like, she's the same
joke.
Thing.
Yeah.
And she'd just, like, get her thong off and just give me a whack.
Jamie, there was a bit of arousal in your voice that last time you said it. I think you were into it, bro.
Yeah.
No, not unless it was a bit of leather.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of a woman getting her thong off as soon as you mentioned that woman has fantastic looks.
The worst was at the footy club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the boys.
You don't want to get hit with a thong at the footy club.
This wasn't something you'd requested, though, was it?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamie. I love it how we all went quiet at the mention of a footy club. None of us have ever been a
What's
member.
What's that?
Yeah. Hello, Tristan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
You're good, mate. Which nutbag are you diving in?
Oh, firstly, I just thought of this. I think, Ed, you're stalking me at the moment.
Oh, come on, bro. Look, just because I'm hanging outside your house with binoculars and a mustache, that's just being friendly.
What's going on, Tristan?
Back from the United States, and you've been everywhere that I've just been.
No. Is that right?
Well, when Ed's out the front washing your own spew off your car, you'll know that a relationship...
He's so happy that I've brought it up.
...has developed.
Okay, Tristan, which nutbag are you dubbing in?
Well, actually, I'm dubbing in myself.
Good on you.
Going back about 10 years, so hopefully that gets me off the hook.
No, but yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I was having a kissing session with a young lady, and after a little while, found myself a little thirsty, got up, crossed to the desk, picked up my collectible KFC Foghorn Leghorn mug, dipped it into the fish tank, and had a swig.
Oh, well. Problem solved.
Can I interest you in a bowl of fish water, madam?
I can understand that with water restrictions, but this was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's going back a while.
Tristan, what happened? What happened?
Well, she made a quick excuse to leave and then didn't return my call.
Oh, so,
and it wasn't until 2 years later when a friend of hers told me why she wasn't returning my calls that I realised that would have been off-putting.
Well, if you're looking for a way to get out of a relationship in a hurry... Skull the fish tank. That's your go. We don't really have time for anyone more, Ed Caffley.
Hi, Campbell. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Good, thanks. Which two are you dobbing in?
I'm dobbing in my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
She was an absolute psycho.
Good.
We discovered about 3 months into the relationship, me and my other roommates, that she'd been knocking off all our stuff and selling it.
Oh, wow. So what kind of gear are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about money for my other flatmate's girlfriend going overseas. She took all that and she took all her friends' necklaces and jewellery and took our stuff and, yeah.
She's not the person sending out these emails about investing in gold, is she? Sounds like her work.
Possibly.
Campbell, that's terrible. Well, man, I don't know what to say. That sucks. But, you know, how did you work it out?
We had some stuff go missing from my flatmate's girlfriend's 21st.
Yeah.
And we went down to the pub to see on the security footage who was taking it, and it was her.
Wow.
That's like real like detective work, man. That's you should open an agency.
That was awkward. That
was
awkward.
Have a look at this wonderful footage of my girlfriend. I treasure this footage.
The memories.
Can we see it again?
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks to everyone who called. I understand the second hour of the program is already over somehow.
Oh, that's good news. Well,
but
it's been fun.
We're still going to have news, and then Ryan Shelton on Get This.
Get This.
In my view, is certainly... an issue that I feel greatly embarrassed by.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
I want because I can, if I don't because I want to.
Are we running late?
Certainly are. Be ignored by the step and
make
the
it up.
Because I'm gonna.
All right, I'll get through this in a hurry. It's the second big hour of Get This, the lunch hour. Ryan Shelton's here. Give him a round.
Ring the alarm.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah,
hi.
He's dressed for summer.
I am.
Who wears short shorts?
Well, these are just regular board shorts. They are, well, they're slightly shorter. Yeah. They're not the long variety that you see on Bondi, guys.
Oh, come on.
But they are, but you know, they get comments everywhere.
No, you know what they do? When you sit down, they ride. You know what I'm saying?
It's suitable for flag waving.
They're an amazing pair of shorts where they're slacks when I'm standing out. They're into speedos when I sit down.
Yeah.
Rise in considerably.
We have important issues to get through in this hour. I wish I could remember what they were, but we're certainly going to be asking, who are you secretly a fan of? That's an important question.
Trying to find out what happened to the Russian poker player gambled away his wife.
And of course, we might finally get to that story about the bloke who had a contract taken out on his own dog. It's all coming up in the second hour of Get This. All right, that's enough out of you, Gavin DeGraw. It's the second hour of Get This on Triple M, and I think a fake round of applause is called for because Ryan Shelton's here.
Another one.
Yeah. Everyone gets two now.
A double applause.
One for you, one for the shorts.
Well, that deserves a standing applause.
Well, can we get another round of applause for the alluring upper thigh, which I'm forced to endure?
Yes. Okay, that'll be up on the website.
Bang. Actually, you know what deserves... I don't want to over-applause the show, but even just a golf clap. Is my pimp watch.
Oh.
Which,
look at that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard to explain on radio.
It's a very visual show.
But, I bought a watch when I went to Tokyo over the break.
Mm.
And it is called a pimp watch.
Fair. How do we know, though? Because it flashes up. It flashes every now and again.
Well, each day. I bought it in Tokyo. And when I got the manual and I read the manual about how to work it and stuff, because it's kind of like the sort of futuristic thing. It's kind of like if you're in the 70s, it's their idea of the future.
Absolutely right.
Oh,
flashing lights.
Yeah. Yes. And it flashes randomly between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Right.
Just whenever. And I was like, that's a bit weird. I wonder why they do that. And so I read the manual and said, it will flash between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m. because this is considered to be pimp time.
Yeah.
Is that Japanese pimp time?
Eastern pimp time.
Yeah, I don't know.
That should be the name of this show.
Pimp time.
Pimp time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Mm.
I remember when the digital watch came out in the 70s.
Was it a big deal?
It was a big deal, but the buttons were so sharp. It was like, check out the date. Ow! Quickly look!
Are you still wearing one you got in the 70s?
No, this is the standard Casio that I've been wearing, this model. They keep making it.
Why do you get that particular model phone?
Because it has the stopwatch on.
What do you need that for?
When you've worked in radio a bit longer, Ed, you'll know why you need a stopwatch. Have a look at the clock up there.
Yeah?
That's because you don't have a stopwatch.
All right, then.
My fault, is it?
I imagine the first digital watches in the 70s would have, like, big battery packs on the backs of the old mobile phones.
Right. A crank.
There was a calculator that you needed a needle to operate with. That was very fancy. But, hey, Ryan, of course, featured in Real Stories, seen on Channel 10 last
year. Killed in Real Stories.
Two of my funniest things I saw on TV last year were you as the carer who couldn't stop giggling
at
the people he was looking after, and the easily distracted lawyer, you know, with all these legal shows, these law and order shows, surely the easily distracted lawyer would be another house for Channel 10, I would have thought.
I want to write a spec for some show over
That's
in...
good spin-off.
Spec script. I've just read a book about American television, and now I throw... industry terms around, like I know what they mean. So yeah, spec script. I'm gonna write one with Lachlan Locke involved.
That was your character.
That was the character.
Going out in New Zealand, I hear this show.
Yeah, it's New Zealand is showing it for some reason, and it's starting tonight on TV3.
Hello to our New Zealand listeners.
Hello to our New Zealand listener. And also, if anyone's getting on a plane and going to New Zealand today,
yes,
you could also watch it.
Look, when you're on the planes, that's when you've made it.
Well, you know what? It was funny. I was coming home from my overseas trip, and Thank God You're Here is on the planes.
Mm.
And I'll watch Thank God You're Here. And
is it you?
And it was me.
Oh!
And I thought, I wasn't sure whether to watch it because I wasn't, because it was one of those on demand in your seat things.
Right, yes.
And I wasn't sure whether to watch it because I thought that'd be kind of cool to see it yourself on the plane. Yeah. But I didn't want anyone to catch me watching.
That's why I don't watch it as well. You don't want to be that guy.
Nah. I didn't want the person next to me to look around and go, you're not watching yourself.
Excuse me, stewardess, can I change seats? This guy's watching himself.
So there's two things you do in there. Either you ignore it completely, face down in a magazine, hopefully you're sitting at the back, or go the other way and just kill yourself and everything you do. Have you seen this guy? Share this bloke out. Anything in between and you look like an idiot.
That's true.
Well, you know, actually, something you might appreciate, Tony. Everyone might appreciate it, but I was speaking to a girl the other week and told her about how it was, well, just a friend that is a girl, but not a girlfriend. So I was just, and we were chatting. I told her how it's going to show in New Zealand, and she said, and she goes, and it was quite funny, adorable. She said, oh, so they're showing in New Zealand. Does that mean they're going to have to, like, dub the accents in New Zealand accents? And she was deadly serious. I mean, until I sort of started laughing, and then she kind of figured out that was a stupid thing to say, and then we both laughed. But until that moment, she was actually asking a real question.
Jeez. I would like to think that everything could be dubbed into a New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Well, Russell Crowe's work in the new film, do you think?
The Unsider.
Yeah.
What, have we got time for sports, or are we running that late?
Let's have a song.
I want to hear that. Just can we play that clip to Ryan? Have you ever been involved in a Mexican wave? It goes on at the sports, I'm told.
I don't like them because, mainly because, I'll probably stitch myself up by saying this, but I hate audience participation.
Well, it's been banned, so you'll be happy.
Well, that's great.
Because of accidents like this, which happened to somebody at the MCG last weekend.
He was hit full on in the face by a pie that was thrown during a Mexican wave. Now, I ask you, is that the sort of behaviour that we as Victorians want to condone in cricket?
He was hit full on by a pie in the face.
That is exactly the sort of stuff you want to encourage in cricket, I think.
Because he's asked the question.
Yeah.
Now I ask you.
Yeah.
Now I ask you,
Your Honour.
Now, what is your problem with this, Richard?
Well, it just takes so much of the fun out of the sport. I mean, especially cricket, there's many, many lulls in a game of cricket.
So now there's no Mexican waves.
You can't bring drink, obviously.
There's no alcohol.
You can't.
Yeah, beach balls.
Full mid-strength.
So people are now forced to just sit there and watch that sport. God, nightmare.
Do you know what seems to have gone out of fashion? The watermelon helmet.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a good look. Couple of guys sitting there, and the Viking is the best one. So I saw someone once with the full length watermelon helmet and just the little Viking
bit
over
the
protector.
Nose.
Yeah.
Look, brilliant. While we're in a sporting mode, we're actually going to talk golf.
Yeah.
For real.
I better learn what it is.
It won't take very long.
Like Tiger Woods golf on Xbox.
No.
Real golf.
We found Australia's gag man of golf.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about him next. Get this.
Get this.
It dates back more than 4,500 years.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Get this.
Triple M. I don't really. I like Tiger Woods golf on Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I find it kind of boring to watch. Probably because I don't understand it.
No. See, I don't know anything about golf, but what gets my attention in sports is when someone sticks their hand up and says, I'm going to be the gag man of this sport.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's a golfer from Queensland called Henry Epstein who, he can get a ball and just, tap it, a golf ball on his foot for about 2 hours continuously while executing some kind of shot.
Right.
And listen to what he does with his clubs.
Henry's clubs are certainly impressive, each one gripped by a beautiful woman, a Kylie 4-iron, a Jen Hawkins 1-wood, a Pam Anderson 6-iron.
158, you got to ask for Pam.
The clown prince.
Yeah, it's that a job is... for Pam. And it's Pam.
And it's Pam. Well, I'm not going to get out of this bunker without Jennifer Hawkins. Give her to me.
All right, that's golf covered.
That's golf covered.
That is certainly golf covered. People are calling in saying, what about the podcast this year, guys? We're going to be, I think there's one going up today. Our first podcast for the year. So there's...
What's in it?
Oh, what is in there? Well, just things we said earlier in the week, Ed. That's how it operates.
Okay, good.
A bit of John Cooper Clarke.
Great.
A bit of Richard Marsland.
Great.
Doing unnecessary things with the Australian flag. That kind of stuff.
That's true.
A bit of Fleety? Fleety's going to be there?
Oh, I don't think we got to Fleety.
No.
That'll need a separate fleet cast, I'm guessing. And Luke Coghill not only says, when's the podcast coming back, he'd like to thank us for putting him onto the Kentucky Fried movie. OMG, he says. OMG, it is so freaking funny.
Can I add LOL to that?
Oh, well, don't know about that. Good on you, sir.
Yeah.
Great move.
See, we're helping people.
Sure are.
Capril, that's going to help someone. Yep.
Actually, I could put people onto something else if they want. And something I just discovered the other day, and you guys might have seen it, but Tom Green has started his own Tonight Show, a chat show, live on the internet.
Really?
That's it quite interesting.
Great. You've got to watch it. He does it live. It's live all around the world, obviously, because it's on the internet. But he's got his own channel. Like, it's called The Channel, the Tom Green The Channel. Right. And he broadcasts live, and he's set up a studio, like a TV studio, in his house with, like, an 8-camera setup. He's got all these cameras, and they do it live. It's amazing. And so he has a guest that sits through the whole show. So they had Bob Saget sat through a whole show, Norm Macdonald, and it is... It's uncensored.
And has he gone back to his roots, eating worms, firebombing his dad's car, kind of gear?
He plays more of the straight man. Like it's sort of like a slightly bizarro Letterman.
Well, because I know he did one on MTV, didn't he, briefly?
Yes.
He did like 7 episodes or something, and apparently it was really great. And then they asked it, so he said, yeah, I'm going to take it to the net. Well, and that's the great thing, is the language.
It's amazing.
I think I saw him buying a clothes basket in New York.
Really?
Oh, so this would be a celebrity sighting.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I completely forgot about
it. Nobody goes to New York without seeing a celebrity.
Yeah, I saw Tim Robbins in the Sharper Image.
Ooh, sweet. Mm.
Great. Yeah.
Was he...
We didn't chat
was he with
at all.
Sean Penn?
let's be honest.
The Actors Gang.
All right, let's have some music, and then we'll be back to talk about who are you secretly a fan of. That's coming up next on Get This. That'd be Blur here at Get This on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us, and all through today's show we're...
Holding women's underwear like trophies.
Is that what John Farnham does?
Apparently so.
Following that story...
What's he done?
Well, I don't know. You've got John Farnham's manager in one courtroom, and you've got Kerry DeCannawa next door bagging out John Farnham.
Mm.
I understand that someone in this room is a big fan of John Farnham. Is that what we're suggesting here today?
All right, here we go.
Is that you? Is it Ryan?
Ambush. Wasn't prepared for this. Yeah, I am, actually. I love John Farnham. I love him. I do love... Actually, no, you know what? Stuff it. I do love him. I love John Farnham.
You're not in the typical demographic of the John Farnham fan. I mean, I know he reaches all people and is a wonderful entertainer and a great singer.
But you know what? I've grown up with him, and I used to go to all of his concerts with his family. With his family?
With my family. Were you like Nudge in the Farnham house? It's fantastic.
Yeah, me and the Farnhams, like an unfilmed sitcom.
Oh.
No, I just love his songs.
What's your favourite?
Oh, Your Voice.
Yeah, you know it. I saw him with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, brought the house down. Yeah. A lady went up and gave him some underwear, but it was like it was a magic trick because she was wearing a coat. And then he just kept walking, and then more and more underwear came out of this lady's coat
until
it stretched the length of the stage.
See, that's what Kerry DeCarter was talking about.
So the cheesiness of that is, I just love that side of
it.
It's great.
I was in a video, a John Farnham video.
You weren't?
Me and Mick Malloy, it's like a 5-second shot of us attempting to teach him to do the achy breaky heart dance.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't one of his most memorable videos.
Which one? Was it in Burn For You?
It was appropriately titled, Seemed Like A Good Idea At The Time.
Remember that clip?
Seemed like a good idea and at the time.
You know, I hear these rumours that he's been offered to be the front man of Queen because he has the same vocal range as Freddie Mercury, and it's a very rare vocal range. Only Marsland, Freddie, and Farnham have it.
But will he have to adopt the moustache and posturing?
And teeth.
Hmm.
And capes. And lifestyle.
I heard that Queen was going to be fronted by JD Fortune. I thought he was just going to...
No, yeah.
Oh, really? I thought he was just going to do all the bands.
Captain Pout!
And Justin Hawkins from The Darkness apparently has the same range as well. So he could do it, which would be good.
What are we talking about here?
Who's a secret fan of? I'm a secret fan of Kenny Loggins.
Oh, are you, Justin? Yeah. Why is that?
Well, obviously from Caddyshack. From the world of Caddyshack.
Oh, yes, true.
Amazing way to finish a film.
Footloose.
He lost me at Footloose.
See, I can't picture Kenny Loggins. I can't get Leroy Loggins out of my head. He used to play for the
Brisbane
36ers.
Bullets. Whoa, hang on. He played for the Brisbane Bullets.
Didn't he play for both?
I think he spent his whole career at the Bullets.
Oh. Well, that's probably a conversation we can have off air.
Yeah. Richard Marsland, who are you secretly a fan of?
Can I keep it on the music tip and say that I really like Bananarama now and again?
Everybody does, man. Yeah, that's hardly.
Yeah, but it's, you know, Stock Aitken and Waterman country, and it's a little
You're going to have to go deeper than that, Rich.
Yeah, who are you?
Everybody likes Bananarama.
A fan of.
Come on, Rich.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, everyone likes Dolly Parton.
Everyone likes Dolly Parton.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 9 to 5 is no matter
Jolene.
What.
Jolene.
Jolene, terrific song.
I'll tell you who I'm secretly a fan of. Jim from EastEnders. If you watch EastEnders on UK TV, he's the character who talks like this, and you just you know it's not his real voice. You know the guy probably gets home of an evening and says, yeah, it's another terrifyingly exhausting day on the set of,
rather tonight.
Of EastEnders. And then he gets onto the set, oh, God, blimey, what are you doing? You're not cooking that up, are you? It's not bleeding well. Oh, apples and pears. What are you bleeding well thinking?
And is he dodgy on EastEnders?
Everyone's dodgy on EastEnders. UK TV, 6:30, no, move to 7 o'clock of an evening.
He would consider himself a character actor because of the accent.
Yeah, of course, absolutely right.
If you're a character actor, you have to have two photographs taken for Showcast, which is the guide that all actors... It's yellow pages if you need an actor.
Yeah.
One, sort of leaning on the hand, looking serious, and then a character shot.
Like with a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I was looking through... You know, looking through casting books is a great group activity?
Yeah, it's good fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's also... how to put this...
Trawling for chicks?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's really good for that?
I've seen you do it. I haven't.
Right.
Yeah.
Never thought of that, but okay.
Sorry, but it does happen.
Well, what are you bleeding thinking now?
I tell you someone who I saw who's not a fan of somebody is the lady sitting next to me on the plane on the way home, Rye. She's not a fan of Deborah Hutton. The screen came down. Deborah popped up.
Who doesn't like... Who even has an opinion about Deborah Hutton?
I don't. I was like, yeah, Deborah Hutton, okay, that's fine. Yeah, she's kind of like she's kind of like wool. You know, she's kind of useful, but...
Like wool?
And then anyway, so she pops up. She pops up on the screen, and the lady sitting next to me had the blanket up around her neck, and she was quite... She was sort of half asleep. She jolts back in her chair and turns to me and goes, "What is that?"
It's a wool woman.
That's some wool, madam. Okay, we need to know who you're a secret fan of. Don't be embarrassed.
Come on.
We're not here to laugh at you.
Use a fake name if you have to.
Call us now. Oh, hang on. Richard Marsden's having technical problems. Are we meant to fill?
No, you're okay.
What was going on there?
It's just a... It doesn't matter. It's too technical to exist.
1-333-53. Give us a call now.
This is the guy that we're going to poach for the shebang. Can you believe that? It was a bidding war for this guy. As you said, 1-333-53.
Get this.
There's been problems with the brakes. There were problems with the doors.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Let's get this around the nation. What are we asking today? Who are you secretly a fan of? Who have we got on the line here?
I don't know. I've got the wrong screen up.
Ryan Shelton's here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
On board. How are you? Who are you secretly a fan of, Lisa?
Okay, well, all of my hipster friends and I decided to go to a Van Halen tribute band called Inhalen.
Yeah.
I genuinely liked it.
Really?
I love the big hair bands.
Did we speak to you the other day, Lisa?
Maybe.
Yes.
And that makes it even more painful.
You're that goth chick, aren't you?
The shame.
What is the goth chick doing at the David Lee Roth?
It's Tony, it's a sickness. I love it. Mm. They're all there going, oh, you know, why can't this be love indeed? Yeah. And I'm just banging out Hot for Teacher, just playing my air guitar.
Good on you.
Goth, not La Roth. That should be your motto. Should be your motto.
Thank you, Lisa.
Who have we got there?
Hi, Ryan.
Oh.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How are you going?
Good, thanks. Who are you secretly a fan of, bro?
John Stamos.
Oh, yeah.
Is this because of his acting ability or choice of wives?
I think it's the fact that not only was he Uncle Jesse in Full House, but also later on the drummer for the Beach Boys.
Absolutely,
he
was.
Yeah, that's right.
Kokomo period.
That's an amazing career.
I reckon he still sleeps in that leather jacket.
Do you?
Yeah, I reckon. I feel like he wore it as a character, but I feel like he still wears it now as John Stamos.
As John Stamos.
And what do you think went wrong with the marriage with Rebecca Roman Stamos there? She finally saw the old tape.
Is that what it was?
Realised which John Stamos he was?
That guy! The poor bloke, he'll never get to see her blue and nude again.
Ah, well.
Apparently he's recently performed in a made-for-TV movie where he plays a gay wedding planner called Wedding Wars.
Oh, he's
How do you know that?
I'm a Wikipedian.
Wikipedian. Wickans, Wikipedians, we've got them all. Who's next?
Hello, Paul.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Who are you a fan of?
Oh, Yanni.
How big a fan?
Oh, I got the DVD.
Oh, wow. What's it called?
Live at the Acropolis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's really talking into his chest, isn't he, revealing this information?
Tell me something, Paul. What got you into Yanni?
Well, probably
Doco on SBS late at night.
Is that right?
I feel like depends, because I feel like Yarnia Live at the Acropolis is something you'd find as a cheap DVD, but did you pay full price for it, or did you get it for like $12.98?
It's actually my old man, so...
Oh, hand me down.
When no one's at home, get it out. You know?
Oh, right, okay.
What's your favourite tune?
Don't have a certain favourite tune. It's the whole experience.
Yeah, that's what it is.
you can't choose just one.
The world he creates, isn't it?
Well, Tom Selleck Moe.
There's a lot more people on the line who are secret fans of people. We're going to get to them all. Let's have some music first, and we'll be back in a moment on Get This. That's Big Country here at Get This, and we love a band that does a song with the band's name in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wham Rap.
Ice Ice Baby.
Clarence Carter stroking.
There you go.
Five Are Gonna Rock Ya.
And Triple M provide us with helpful biographical information
what
for
do,
each
what
song
do we know
here.
About a Big Country?
Well, you've got to read them before you read them out. Featuring guitarist, singer Stuart Adamson, who hung himself in Hawaii in 2001. Okay, I might mention that. It's a cheery fact of the day from the music department. Good on you. Today we're asking, who are you secretly a fan of? Ryan Shelton is here. He's seeking to be impressed by some name dropping. Go, Ed.
Hi, Jared.
Hey, how you doing?
Really good, sir. Who are you a fan of?
Well, I've been wanting to tell you this about you guys about this for ages, and I raise your Kenny Loggins. Mm. I raise you a Michael McDonald.
Oh, Michael McDonald.
There we go.
I need to be told who that is.
Oh, yeah, Jared.
See, that's embarrassing. See,
isn't
you
that,
guys don't know.
That's the bloke who, you know, Steve Carell's mate is watching in the shop in the 40-year-old virgin, is that right?
Oh, listen, I don't even know that. That's too new for me. Yeah.
I think that's
I'm
him.
Talking about Michael McDonald, who collaborated with Kenny Loggins before Kenny Loggins abandoned the Smooth Music fraternity and went to Hollywood to do Caddyshack.
Oh, right.
And it's all documented in this TV show, or internet TV show, called Yacht Rock, which I've been trying to get you guys onto, and I posted it on your MySpace page, and I got no love.
No, hang on, Jared. Jared, come on, let's not argue.
Yacht Rock.
No, yeah, you know what you are? You're absolutely right. This is something I've neglected, but I promise I'm going to go away.
Because it brings together your love of Kenny Loggins, my love of Michael McDonald, and Toto.
And Toto.
Which I had an association with.
That's an awful lot of love.
And Michael Jackson.
I know. And pastel shirts at go-go. I know. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's guys with beards and sailor hats. It's incredible.
All right. We'll get that sorted out. Who can we talk?
You sold me with the beards. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Who are you a secret fan of?
I'm a major fan of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, well, there's a lot of Freddie Mercury fans out there.
To what lengths have you gone?
Well, I've recently seen a DVD when they played in Wembley, and I thought it was the most fantastic live performance that I've ever seen played on DVD. Mm. And I was shopping around, and I found an 18-inch Freddie Mercury doll from that show, and it sings. So I paid up to $100 to buy that.
All right, have you got it there?
No, I don't. I'm too scared to take it out of the box.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't play with it.
Yeah. And have you heard it sing? Is it close? Does it sound good?
No, I haven't heard it sing.
Because you haven't taken it out of the box?
No, like it's sticky taped and everything. I'm too scared to take the sticky tape off.
Yes. Lindsay, are you hoping this is going to increase in value? Is that the idea?
Well, my mother actually has a couple of old LP records of Queen's. Mm. So if it's a package, maybe so, but I want to hold on to it for a few years.
It's like a gift basket.
Well, the great thing is the Freddie Mercury doll is going to do all its own singing. It's not going to be like that Ashley Simpson doll where it's another doll standing behind a screen doing all the legwork. Who else is a big fan of?
No, that's it. We're done.
I'll tell you who I'm a big fan of. Listen to this, guys. Lee Simon.
I'm a big fan of Lee Simon. Yeah.
Triple M royalty.
Not only just because of the, his company. People he wanders past with.
Yeah. At the very, just before we went to air, Lee Simon wandered past the studio with an incredibly hot babe.
Wow.
And
co-host for much of next week, I think.
How long before we get off air before Ed Cavalier is in Lee's office? I reckon 12 seconds.
I could have that down to 16 if you let me go early.
Lee has dropped. Listen to this wonderful story from Melbourne. June Middleton, a lifelong Carlton supporter, is celebrating the world record for the longest period to be reliant on an iron lung. 57 years.
Gosh.
There was a special function at MC Labor Park this morning. I'm not sure what that is. It's a sporting ground, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
57 years in an iron lung. See, I'm just reading the story now. I realise it's for a medical reason. I thought it was just a record break attempt. 56 years. Is that the record yet? No, another year in here. So well done, June Middleton.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
And you know what? Lee's your man for all football-related iron lung stories. Straight, if you want one, that's your man.
Hey, let's wrap this show up properly. The first week of the new format.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good dress rehearsal, I reckon.
I think it's been great. I reckon Scott's going to air next week will be right.
Yeah. The co-hosts have been great.
Great. Really good.
From our end, I reckon we'll have a show.
Oh.
About middle of next week.
Yeah, sorry, I was distracted by a piece of paper.
Emergency.
Happy birthday, Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia what? On the phones. Give oh, her yes. a fake
is
round.
That, course, is that, yes, is that today? Course.
Joining us on the phones this year.
On Sunday. Look, if you want to send her a present, listeners, help us out, because we probably won't get her one.
It's that kind of program. Yeah. We'll be back to wrap it up next on Get This. That's Wolf Mother, the Joker and the Thief here at Get This, winding up for our first week of the year in the new format and the new time. Ryan Shelton is here.
Mm.
Just been on your Wikipedia page, Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
Listen to this. Mr. X from the Mr. X and Mr. Y
Don't have to call them that anymore, do we?
Really?
No.
All right. Hamish Blake has described Ryan Shelton as being a thrifty person.
Yeah, I don't know. That's true.
I.e., he is very cautious when spending his own money.
What? Oh, that's under the trivia section.
Yeah.
Oh, so that makes sense.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's not true.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I could be. I don't know. I can't really tell. But
he told me
he
that
must have talked about it on radio or something.
Well, he told me that the thing you were most excited about in your whole overseas trip was going to go into the Qantas Club.
Oh, yeah, the Qantas Club is incredible.
Tokyo, not so much. Oh, Vegas, no, not so much. Qantas Club.
They were good. but the Qantas Club, have you guys ever been to the Qantas Club?
I went once.
Yeah. Oh, it is an experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free food.
They've got
you'd
free
like
cereal.
You wouldn't like the house and
really? Home. No, you know, the Heathrow Qantas Club.
Really?
Which is actually the British Airways Club.
Okay.
You, Ed.
What are we talking?
Love it.
Rotisserie?
Buffet.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot food?
Hot, cold salads, carbohydrate salads. Watery salads.
Fountain drinks?
Yeah, I think it's orange juice on fountain.
Well, it's good to know.
Mm.
One of our regulars on the show, Michael Ward, writer Michael Ward, is in the new Qantas ad just for 1 second, just sitting on a plane, enjoying the peanuts. We'll ask him what that's about when he comes in.
Drawing the Hutton vision.
Yesterday we were talking about that brothel that opened in Cairns, and I was
Hello
saying...
Hello, everyone there at the moment.
Well, see, I was going, well, Cairns, we're not heard there.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about the internet.
Oh.
Juanita has written to us saying, I love your show. I heard you mention you're not heard in Cairns, but I listen every day online because
thanks,
the radio
Juanita.
Here is so awful.
Mm.
Thanks for keeping me up to date on the issue in Cairns. I didn't know a brothel had been opened. So there you go.
There you go.
We're helping out.
Community service.
Wait a second. We're not only helping Juanita hear some good radio.
Yeah.
We're helping brothel knowledge all through North Queensland.
Yeah, people will be travelling from all over.
Brothel awareness is through the roof thanks to us.
Still, people are writing in saying we've had enough talk of upskirting. I think we've thrashed that a bit this week.
Come on.
The upskirting talk. But as I pointed out the other day, I just ran a VHS over random programming on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's talking about it. After a hard day's upskirting, you need an ice cold beer.
All this week on the Upskirt Network, from Down Blouse to Our House.
The Pentax Instamatic Brogue, available from Shoetown and Ted's Cameras.
Iskirt, the future of upskirting is here.
Tonight on Your ABC, the return of Upskirts Downskirts. Tonight, Mr. Hudson attempts to wheel a large portrait box under the many hooped petticoats of Lady Fortescue Brown. When you get caught on camera at next year's Australian Open, make sure you're looking your best with new hole-proof upskirt friendlies, flattering at any focal length.
I think that's enough on that topic.
Have you started working on that sketch yet? Upskirts, downskirts?
No.
That's why the weekend was invented, Martin.
Good on you. Ryan, thanks for coming in. What do you have to plug? Real stories on DVD, I hear.
Well, they'll be coming out soon. We're just sort of making the final touches now, but we'll be out in the coming months. Absolutely.
Right. The coming months.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Optimistic.
Said that for a year.
It's our first week, so I must thank everybody. Richard Marsden on the butler. What about Cecilia on the phones?
Bang up job.
It's all put together by Nikki Hamilton, our producer, and Matt Dower on the pots and pans.
DJ Pots and Pans.
Somewhere in the building. Mm. Who knows where he is? And Ed Cavalli, a pleasure as always.
Tony, a pleasure to look at your skinny white arms as always.
That's what they're for, being ogled. our key phrase today was something I think you said, Ed Cavalli, that new month you're working on, pre-op Tranuary.
Yes!
We'll be back on Monday with Ross Noble.
All right.
Oh, there'll be some fun facts, that's for sure, and it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.
All right.